Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. The Call to Obedience Radio Ministry comes out of Kokomo, Indiana. Let us pray. Father, we pray now for thy divine illumination on thy sacred word. May it minister life to everyone listening, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This is my third sharing of my early life with you. Some of you are new to this radio broadcast today. Hopefully, I will be sharing with you for many years to come the great truth, the great treasures of God and His precious kingdom. In the last two messages, I shared with you my early experiences in Nazi Germany, my deliverances from the Nazis, being part Jewish, my deliverance from the bombs that the British dropped on our city of Hamburg, Germany, my deliverances from the communists in East Germany, my deliverances from Russian submarines, torpedo boats, and mines that sank many ships in the Baltic Sea during the greatest naval evacuation in history, and my deliverance from famine and death in a refugee prison camp in Denmark. I share with you how God spoke to me at first while I was spending a night in the forest in West Germany. As I awoke early in the morning, the golden beams of the sun were coming through the trees, and God spoke to this 13-year-old boy saying, "I love you, I love you, I am love." My second experience with God was in a classroom of a German high school where the theory of evolution was taught. As my professor came to the end of his teachings, he asked, "Is there anybody in class who would like to dispute Charles Darwin?" Without me wanting to and willing to, the power of God put me on my feet and I said, "I must speak against this tomorrow." I went home that day and for the first time I asked my mother if she had a Bible and if I could read it, and my search for God began. The next day I stood before the class and all I could say to them was, "It cannot be, it cannot be, there must be a God, there must be a God." As I returned to my seat, the glory of God came upon me. Of course, I did not have the word glory in my vocabulary at the time, but in retrospect, I knew God's glory was there that came upon me, and I was in a different world. God came on me a second time and said, "I will give you the answers to the questions of origin, purpose, and destiny." From that day on, I began to search after God with all my heart. I want to tell you something very important before I go on with my story. There is within us a little light. It says of Jesus in John 1:9, "That was the light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." When we are born, the Lord Jesus Christ places a light into our souls by which we can distinguish good from evil. Would he not do that, then, my friend, there is no way by which we can be convicted of the Holy Spirit. Would he not do that, we would not know any more about right and wrong than the cats and dogs and horses and the rocks in the field. But it says in John 1:9, that he was a light, referring to Jesus, that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So we have within us an innate mechanism by which we know right and wrong. We have within us a conscience which God places in the soul of man at the moment of birth. And so ever since I was born, although unfamiliar with Christianity, unfamiliar with Judaism, despite some of my Jewish background, I followed the light that I had in my heart. And you know, if you follow a sunbeam, where do you think you're going? You're going to the sun. And if you follow the light Jesus has placed in your heart, where do you think you end up? You end up with a son of righteousness who comes with healing in his wings. For example, one time someone in our history class got all the answers to the history examinations, and it was smuggled from bench to bench, under the bench tops, from student to student, and I was the last one in the back on the wall to receive the answers as the examination was in process. As I was ready to pick up this piece of paper with the answers, something inside of me said, no, don't do that. And I said, all right, no, I will not take these answers. I will trust my memory. My friend, I want you to know, if you follow the light which God has given you, He will continually lead you to more and more light. If you don't, your heart will continue to become harder and harder and less sensitive to the voice of God. Well, getting back to my story, after searching the scripture for a little while, I could not find any passages that made sense to me, so I went to a minister of the state church there in Hamburg. I asked him, I said, what must I do to make it to heaven? He said, well, do more good deeds than bad deeds, and you're going to make it. Well, of course, I didn't know how I could find out whether I did more good deeds than bad deeds. It was too big of a gamble for me. And so I said, I must just continue to read the Bible. Eventually, after almost 6 months of reading the scriptures, I found two passages that made sense to me. The one is Jesus saying, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And I said, God, if there was ever a German boy who's asking, who's seeking, who's knocking, it's me. And God, if you don't open the door of truth, if you don't answer my prayers, then the Bible is not real, and it's all a big farce. The other scripture I found, of all places, was in the Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 20, where Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and I will live with him, and he with me. And there I realized that Jesus wanted to come into my heart. But I didn't know how to really make this happen, although it seemed so very clear this very day. For 6 months after me putting down Charles Darwin, I received an invitation to visit my Jewish grandfather in England. He was smuggled out of Germany during the Holocaust by a German church that had a special love for the Jewish people. So I came to England, and as I was there on my last day visiting my grandparents, I received a personal invitation by postcard from an English evangelist by the name of Major Ian Thomas. He had a Bible conference center in northern England, and somehow he heard about me being in his country and asked me to come up for a few days. Well, I was full of adventure and I was seeking after God, so I wrote a postcard to my German teacher and I said on the card, dear sir, I'm sorry, I will return late for school this year. In compensation for being late, I will offer to give a speech in the English language, signed Reimer Schulze. Of course, it sounds a little bit silly today, but that is what I did, because back there in those days in Germany, if you weren't back in school on time, you may be out of school the rest of your life. I arrived at Major Ian Thomas Conference Center, which was an old English castle. Young people from all over Europe met there in a beautiful, lovely ballroom for tea. And I felt the presence of God in that room as I did in the forest when God spoke to me the first time. So I asked several of the German boys, what must I do to be saved? And they tried to lead me to the Lord Jesus, but they didn't know how. Finally, they said to me, Major Ian Thomas is in his office right now. Why don't we take you to him, and he might be able to help you. I went to Ian Thomas's lovely, comfortable English office, as only the English can make the offices comfortable. And then he told me about Jesus, how he came from heaven, and how he died, and how he shed his blood for me, how he took the punishment of my sin upon him, that I might have everlasting life. He shared with me then, however, that I must believe in him, and invite him into my heart and serve him the rest of my life. After he told me about this great salvation story and all that Jesus had done for me, he asked me, do you sense the Lord Jesus Christ knocking at the door of your heart? And I said, I surely do. He said, are you willing to let him come in? I said, I surely will. Then he took me to one passage in Romans, the 10th chapter, and I want to read this passage to you. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Ian Thomas said to me, do you believe in your heart that Jesus died for you? I said, yes. Are you willing to confess him with your mouth in my presence? I said, yes. He said to me, what will happen to you if you do that? Does it say here that if you do that, that you might be saved? I said, no. Well, he says, what does it say? I said, it says, thou shalt be saved. And all of a sudden, the certainty of the scriptures hit me in a powerful and wonderful way. If I would confess the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart, I would definitely, I shall be saved. Well, glory to God. So then he took me to the Revelation, the third chapter. Incidentally, that's the scripture I read before. And there it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. I said, yes, Lord Jesus is knocking at the door of my heart. And I said, Jesus, come in, forgive me of my sins, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I'm sorry for all my bad thoughts and deeds I've done. Come into my life now. I receive you by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. So, as I prayed this prayer, I felt the presence of the Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit invading my heart, my soul, my whole being. My sins were lifting off me, and I felt and I knew I was a new man in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I began to thank the Lord for what he had done. Then before I would make it back to the hayloft where I slept that night just above the horses, Ian Thomas asked me to give my testimony the next morning, and I was scared to death. And I was like Jonah. I was planning an early escape, so I wouldn't have to stand before all these people as a shy young German boy, not knowing what to say. Well, our time is up, and next week I'll share with you first tests and trials as a young Christian. Call to obedience, Post Office Box 299, Kokomo. That spells K-O-K-O-M-O, Kokomo, Indiana, 46903. Once again, write to the Call to Obedience, Post Office Box 299, Kokomo, Indiana, 46903. And my website, if you have internet, my website, which has my written testimony on it, is www.schultze, that's schultze.org. Once again, I'm Pastor Schultze. Goodbye now, until next week.